Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, Mr. News, hit it! On this edition of the Ledger Report, it's not a COVID relief measure and now law. It's a boondoggle. It's a payback to blue states, blue cities, and blue voters. Stand by. The doors to the newsroom are locked and the PC police are not getting in. So sit back and relax as we unfold this edition of the Ledger Report.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. And in San Diego, one anchorman was more man than the rest. His name was
Graham Ledger.
And today, I signed into law the American Rescue Plan, an historic piece of legislation that delivers immediate relief to millions of people, includes $1,400 in direct rescue checks, payments. That means a typical family of four earning about $110,000 will get checks for $5,600 deposited if they have direct deposit or in a check, a treasury check. It extends unemployment benefits. It helps small businesses. It lowers health care premiums for many. It provides food and nutrition, keeps families in their homes. And it will cut child poverty in this country in half, according to the experts. And it funds all the steps I've just described to beat the virus and create millions of jobs. In the coming weeks and months, I'll be traveling along with the First Lady, the Vice President, the Second Gentleman, members of my cabinet, to speak directly to you, to tell you the truth about how the American Rescue Plan meets the moment. And if it fails at any pace, I will acknowledge that it failed, but it will not. About how after long, dark years, one whole year, there is hope and light of better days ahead.
Stop tape. Anybody believe that? Anybody believe that Joe Biden, look at the look on his face. It was the most dark, dank speech since Jimmy Carter. Since the Jimmy Carter Malaise speech, there has not been a speech from the President of the United States, so-called, alleged President of the United States, that has been so negative, so dark, so gloomy. I mean, this guy, he spoke for 20 minutes or so, and about 18 minutes of it was how bad things are, how horrible, and he can't even get the year right. Joe, it was 2020 mostly, and spilling into 2021, that's been a horrible year in terms of liberty. He looks at it another way, of course. That's the way the radical liberals do. It wasn't years, although maybe he spilled the beans there. Huh? This is worse than the Jimmy Carter Malaise speech. Oh, all these people died and we locked down. And if you don't wear your mask by July 4th, sorry, you're not going to be able. You can celebrate a little. I am so sick and tired of this. You young people don't know the movie Network. I do. Open up the window and you say, I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore. Damn straight, that's where we are. Joe Biden's not being eliminated from YouTube. Donald Trump has been eliminated, and guess what? I have too. My platform is still there, but they're picking off my videos. Like with Mike Lindell. Gone. You violated terms and conditions. What? Because we talked about the 2020 election cycle? And the fact that there was election malfeasance? We're not allowed to talk about that on YouTube. So bam, banned. So I want to remind you, please go to MyPillow.com and support Mike Lindell In supporting Mike Lindell, you're supporting Donald Trump. You're also supporting Graham Ledger. You put in Ledger in the promotional code box, L-E-D-G-E-R. Ledger. Ledger, like the book, I always say in my entire life. Graham, like the cracker. Ledger, like the book. All right? It's easy enough to remember. So you put in Ledger in the promotional code box, and you get up to 66% off. This is the way we thwart the radicals who are in control of government and who are in control of big tech. It's one of the ways, anyway. We support each other. And if you want to support Graham Ledger directly, please, if you like the videos that I produce, the podcasts, if you like the Ledger Report, if you like me, if you like my jacket, if you like my shirt, you like my smile, I don't care. Please share. And when I mean share, if you can share to one person, that's great. If you can share to five people, terrific. If you can share to more than five people, then you're doing not only me a favor, I think you're spreading the word of the Constitution and constitutional liberty and trying to help put this country back on its constitutional rails. Because clearly, with a guy like this in the Oval Office, we're off the constitutional rails. So a little bit more on the commercial here, and that is go to GrahamLedger.com. You go to GrahamLedger.com, it's all there. All my podcasts, all my video, audio and video form. There's a link to MyPillow at the bottom of every page on GrahamLedger.com. You can also see my plan to fix California. And those of you who are paying attention to the recall of Governor Newsom, this is the blueprint to fix California permanently, because the recall is temporary. Let's face it, it's a temporary politician. It's very symbolic and very important, but we also have to make permanent structural changes. So there's a lot going on GrahamLedger.com, and also the t-shirts will be there soon. Having them made up, these are the 45-24 t-shirts. 45, in case you don't know, being Donald Trump, 24, in case you don't know, is the year 2024. 45, 24, nice red t-shirts, kind of sticking in the theme of Donald Trump and his MAGA hats and all that. Not trying to infringe on any copyright here. I'm just trying to support. And you know that's what I've done for many, many years here. Joe Biden is not being deplatformed. These videos of Joe Biden, they're all over the place on YouTube. So we have to stick together. We have to stick together in a constitutional message and pick apart what he's saying and tell people the truth. $1,400 per person. All right? Of course, it's mind-boggling that we're even talking about this, right? The so-called rescue package and stimulus plan. We know about the 2010 Barack Obama shovel-ready jobs and the stimulus plan. It was a payback. It was a payback to the unions and everybody who supported Barack Obama for president in 2008. And that's all this is. That's all this is. Right down to raising the minimum wage. And I'll have more on that in just a minute. The rescue plan's $1,400 per person. The problem is, if you do the math, and I went to a state university, so it takes me a little bit of time to do the long division, but I can do it. It's $5,700 per person to get that $1,400. Yes? Can we repeat that? Are we allowed to do this on YouTube? The truth? Am I going to be banned again for my long division? It's simple math. $1.9 trillion that we don't have. This is play money. This is monopoly money. You divide it by all the people in the United States. It's hard to do on a calculator because calculators don't go to the trillion spot. Most don't anyway. Some do. Mine on my phone doesn't. So I have to, you know, do my mental division first before I do my calculation long division. So I do a little long division and a little calculator division. You know, knock off the zeros and all. Remember all that stuff in fifth grade? Bottom line is, if you do the math, it's $5,700 per person. What it costs, every person. That's a 2-year-old, that's a 100-year-old, and everybody in between. This is the cost. This is going to be the debt. I want to get into debt in just a moment, too. The debt is even hard to keep track of now. And in fact, I don't think we really know where we are in terms of the debt in this country and how significant it is and how significant it will be in the not too distant future. Oh, and Nancy Pelosi will be dead by the time the debt service is cataclysmic and our children and our grandchildren are going to be in hell, economic hell, because of what the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's and the Joe Biden's are doing to their economic future. Food. So this COVID relief bill is providing food on the table and is going to cut childhood poverty in half. Does anybody believe that? They've been saying this since the Johnson administration. They always have to have people in poverty. They always have to have a so-called war on poverty, because this keeps them on a war footing in government. It keeps them in power because they can say, hey, we're trying to cut childhood poverty or whatever poverty. It gets them elected, and they keep spending money that we don't have on programs that don't work. Government created the COVID-19 calamity. And government might have created the virus, for all I know, in Wuhan, China. Am I allowed to say that? Wuhan coronavirus? People want me to throw the word China in there. Okay, fine. The Wuhan, China coronavirus. That's what it is. It may be man-made. I don't know. Maybe it came from bats. I don't know where it came from, but I know it came from Wuhan. But the response to the Wuhan coronavirus by government has been all bad. Except for maybe developing the vaccine and Operation Warp Speed. But virtually all aspects of the response has been crazy. It's been anti-constitutional and anti-science. I'm not going to go through what I've gone through now for months, that masks don't work and social distancing is a joke. And these lockdowns exacerbated the problem. And of course, Cuomo and sending perfectly healthy people into these nursing facilities along with perfectly sick people and creating a perfect storm and killing them. And yeah, there should have been a federal investigation back in the summer when I was calling for one. When we had evidence that people were dying at an alarming rate in these nursing facilities in New York. And by the way, other blue state governors did the same thing, including the guy in California. Of course, the media is not digging around on that one because they're in full protection mode for him. Oh, it's a bunch of right-wing nutcases recalling the governor. And it may not even be Democrat. I read one article. It may not be the Democratic thing to do. It's right there in the California Constitution. And the people behind the recall are following the Constitution and subsequent laws to the T. And the Secretary of State of California is slow walking this process as much as possible. But the bottom line is you need to know, whether you live in California or not, that the initiative process, the signature drive, is 85% successful, meaning 85% of the signatures turned in. They don't check them all. They do random sampling, right? It would be impossible to check 2 million signatures. But 85% of them are valid. It's probably a higher number, but they're throwing out, you know, if somebody didn't dot an I or cross a T, right? That's what a Democrat Secretary of State would do. So 85% in an environment like this, under a regime like that in California, is a pretty high number. It's a pretty damn high number. So congratulations to the folks in California for moving forward and getting rid of a very important Marxist to get rid of. This guy in California wants to be your president. He would run circles around sloppy Joe Biden. Trust me. Trust me. And he wants to be president. If Kamala Harris is in there as vice president, look out. It's laying a foundation for nutcases like Gavin Newsom. And don't say and dance on these guys' graves just yet, okay? I'm talking Cuomo and Newsom, bookends. Both of them, disasters to the Constitution and the constitutional rights of the people within their states. The truth is, Joe Biden, that politicians can't stop a virus, okay? Dr. Fauci can't stop a virus. And all this is window dressing to be able to say to the American people, hey, I did something. You can't stop a virus. They lock people up, can't stop the virus. They let people outside, they can't stop a virus. They mask, can't stop a virus. They double mask, they can't stop a virus. You don't wear a mask, you can't stop a virus. You can't stop a virus. Oh, you know, these fluctuations. Look, they've been wearing a mask. It's gone down. Ha ha, it's one. This is the natural course of a virus. And whether we got the vaccine or we achieved it through herd immunity, there was going to be these fluctuations. And so Joe Biden has no control. We're not going to beat any virus, ladies and gentlemen. The Wuhan coronavirus is going to be with us forever. You know, just like the common cold, just like the flu. And the flu mutates every season. So what are we going to do? Wait till the 4th of July, as Joe Biden says, before we can have a couple people over. But it's not going to be normal. They want us under control. They want tyranny. This is the latest rendition of tyranny in this country. And it's a shame that the majority of Americans, and I'm assuming it's a majority, swallows this Kool-Aid. How else can they be getting away with this if the majority doesn't agree with it? There should be pitchforks in the street right now. And this spending plan of money that we don't have, $1.9 trillion, is nothing more than a financial boondoggle.
Joining me now is the CEO and founder of Open Books, Adam Andrzejewski. Adam, you know, to me, I look at what's going on in Washington, D.C., and I just find it incredible. Over the last calendar year, more or less, the trillions of dollars, not billions, but trillions of dollars that are being spent ostensibly in the name of COVID relief. Now, $1.9 trillion. To me, I look at this and I see gross mismanagement and massive deception on the part of government saying this is COVID relief when most of it is not going to COVID relief. But more than anything else, what concerns me is the American people need to be on top of this and should have never allowed this to happen. You agree?
Well, I totally agree, Graham. Thank you very much for having me on your podcast. Look, in this $1.9 trillion of pork barrel spending, if you're very generous, you can get to, like the Wall Street Journal editorial board did, about 800 million of this is actually COVID relief. So you've got $1.1 trillion that is non-targeted spending. It's not COVID relief, but it's payoffs to pet causes from the progressive left.
Well, when you talk about payoffs, if we drill down just a little bit, $350 billion of this going to the states, and they're leveraging it on the unemployment rate. And we know what has happened. It's basically indexed to the unemployment rate, right? So if you have a higher unemployment rate, you're going to get billions and billions of more dollars than a state if you have a low unemployment rate. So they're rewarding mismanagement. They're rewarding the governors and the mayors and the county administrators who slammed liberty, who attacked the constitutional rights of their people, shut down their economies, and drove up the unemployment rate.
And as Graham, you know the principle in economics, what you subsidize, you get more of. So we're subsidizing bad economic policies. We're subsidizing the governors that lock down economically their states. We're going to get more of it in the future.
$86 billion to the pensions. You know, in California alone, it's a debacle, the CalPERS there. And I'm sure you've talked and written about this over the years many, many times. But this is a golden parachute for people like Governor Newsom and Governor Cuomo.
Well, it really is. There's about 200 pension plans that are going to get a stunning amount of money. It's $86 billion. And if you dive deep into who co-manages those pension plans, it's the unions. So this is quite simply a payoff to the Democratic political contributors through the unions by bailing out to the tune of $86 billion these pension plans.
And, you know, you talk about the unions, a lot of people don't realize when they raise the minimum wage, many of these union contracts have a trigger in them for when the minimum wage goes up, all of their income levels go up as well. It's, in other words, it's indexed to the minimum wage. So when there's a percentage increase in the minimum wage, all these union workers get a raise. And a lot of Americans don't know this, but also a lot of Americans don't know that contained within this bill are things like funding for Planned Parenthood. And is that COVID relief? Last I checked, I don't think that's COVID relief.
Well, there's $50 million here that go for family planning, including for teenagers. So although they won't get the progressive left won't get the high schools open for teenagers, they're going to give them Depo-Provera shots and contraception. This is unbelievable.
$1.5 billion for Amtrak. Now, I love the trains and I love riding Amtrak. I won't ride it if they're going to make me wear a mask. I'll tell you that much. But the bottom line is, Amtrak, along with the Postal Service, has been a losing proposition now for decades, again, largely due to mismanagement, based in the federal government, but also because of the union contracts that are so generous to a lot of these workers.
Well, absolutely. We've taken a look at the funding of Amtrak going over the past 5 years out of Congress. It's been about $6.5 billion, and they continue to lose money. Even with that type of taxpayer subsidy, they cannot make money. And Graham, I also want to talk about the New York Metropolitan Transit Authority. This is the subway system in New York City. That's another place that can't make money. And what nobody knows is that the Federal Reserve started their own municipal debt facility. The Federal Reserve, this is not Congress. And they loaned the New York Transit Authority $3.6 billion over the summer. That flew under the radar. There's an implicit taxpayer guarantee on that. Nobody voted. Nobody has a representative on the Federal Reserve. We didn't vote for that person like we vote for our representatives in Congress, yet they're loaning our money to these units of government that are fiscally mismanaged.
And unfortunately, you know, you think back to the framing of this country and the framing of the Constitution and the people behind the Constitution, they never would have envisioned what we're talking about right here. They never, Alexander Hamilton or James Madison would have never envisioned government and its tentacles spread so far and so wide, not only at the federal level, but the state level, but in particular, the federal level. You know, Madison argued for a strong federal government. Well, we got more than that now. And so what we have is a federal government that's the largest employer, the largest creditor, the largest debtor, but we're also on a slippery slope toward insolvency at some point. If and when, it probably should be when and not if, interest rates start going up, as they should at some point. They've been artificially low for more than a decade now. The service on the debt is going to bankrupt us in the end. It's going to bankrupt. We may not be alive to see it, Adam, but I know our children, our grandchildren are going to be alive to see it.
Well, at this rate, Graham, we might be alive to see it. Think about this. Our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, we took a look at the national debt in 2008, and it was $10 trillion. Yeah. And then when Donald Trump, after the Obama years, when Donald Trump gets there, it's about $20 trillion. And now with the passage of this bill, this quote-unquote $1.9 trillion American Rescue Act, our national debt's going to be north of $30 trillion. So 13 short years, we've tripled the national debt.
Can't continue that way yet.
No, it can't.
Here we have Nancy Pelosi and we have Schumer. But then we have the Republicans who don't, a lot of them don't seem to care. You know, I know they're screaming about this COVID relief, so-called, but it's more in what we're talking about, where the money is going. We shouldn't be spending this money at all. We don't have this money. So this money is going to be added to the national debt. And it's spinning now at $28 trillion. Well, it's going to be well over $30 trillion before the 4th of July. So what do we do? What do you recommend at Open the Books? So your job is a fabulous one. You're doing God's work, in my opinion, by exposing and shining the light on this kind of stuff, this kind of governmental malfeasance, not just overspending, but overall governmental malfeasance. We want to know what's going on, and you're helping to do so. What can average Americans do to stop this slide into craziness, anti-constitutional insolvency?
Well, here's what we need to do, Graham. We need to raise our voice in a robust way together. You know, nothing is driving the American people crazier than these omnibus, minibus bailout bills, right? All in the name of relief. Well, we need a timeout, 72 hours after legislation is drafted, to simply read the bill. This is the petition campaign that we have on our website at openthebooks.com. It's to simply read the bill. And we've turned this into legislation. We're proud to say that U.S. Senator Rick Scott dropped the bill this week, giving, you know, it, the bill calls for a 72-hour timeout and an affidavit from every senator that they've actually read it, because we don't have a representative republic if our representatives don't have time to read the bill.
Adam Andrzejewski, the co-founder and founder, I should say, and CEO right now of Open the Books. If people want to get a hold of you and get more information about your organization, they go to your website. What is your website?
It's openthebooks.com, and sign our petition. Just the petition tab, click it, read the bill.
Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Graham.
This so-called COVID rescue plan spends $500 million to create a new fund for government employees whose children are not allowed to go to school. So they get this extra benefit. Let's say you work at the FDA, you're a secretary of the FDA, and your child can't go to school because you live in Virginia or California or New York or some other blue state that's got the schools shut down. You get extra money. This is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It expands Obamacare, by the way. And you know, we heard Sloppy Joe mention this. It expands Obamacare to all the, quote, families in need. No, the truth is that there was a fund set up in HHS. You know, all these. Do you know Obamacare has expanded our debt by trillions and trillions of dollars? That it is mandated that we spend, I think, nearly $1 trillion a year in funding Obamacare? We're in a debt-death spiral in this republic. And look at the debt clock. Look at it tick away. Tick, tick. $28 trillion. That does not reflect this new boondoggle of $1.9 trillion. It may not even reflect the previous boondoggle of $1.9 trillion. And the minimum wage. The minimum wage. This COVID relief raises, doubles the minimum wage, doubles the federal minimum wage from $7.25 an hour to $15 an hour. Well, you know, that's not exactly imposing it on a small business, on a restaurant that's been hammered by the government response. No, who's going to make up for that $7.75? Huh? We are. We are. Yeah, why not pay them $100 an hour minimum wage? It's just tax dollars. It's just our dollars. The American people are asleep at the switch. We're in a debt death spiral. We're spending $1.9 trillion of money we do not have. It is monopoly money, ladies and gentlemen. And you've got Bernanke, and you've got Yellen, and you've got Powell, all working, all in these little conference calls together, saying, well, we got to keep the interest rates down. We can't have them float. You know why? Because when the interest rates go up, we cannot service our debt, our national debt. We go into bankruptcy. The American people, writ large, need to wake up. We're awake. We're wide awake. Eyes wide open. We can see the train coming down the tracks. It's going to derail. It's going to kill us all financially. It's going to happen. Could happen in our lifetime now, because they're throwing gasoline on the fire. With a guy like Joe Biden in the White House and control of Congress in the Democrat hands, this could accelerate. We could become Greece in the next 2 to 4 years. Absolutely. Could happen. Darkest, dankest speech since Jimmy Carter. Remember, go to GrahamLedger.com if you like the podcast. And you can go on there and subscribe to the podcast for free. Also support, please, Mike Lindell and Mike Pillow. Put in L-E-D-G-E-R, Ledger, L-E-D-G-E-R in the promo code box, and you will get up to 66% off. We've got to stick together. Mike Lindell, Donald Trump, Graham Ledger, all the conservative voices out there. God bless Rush Limbaugh. We need to do this in his name. This year and years ahead, we need to do this for Rush. We need to do this for Donald Trump and what he attempted to do and did do for 4 years. We need to do it for Mike Lindell. We need to do it for Graham Ledger. We need to do it for all Americans who happen to care about the United States Constitution and our future. Because clearly, what we are seeing out of Washington, D.C. is an absolute nightmare, fiscally and constitutionally. And remember, this COVID so-called relief bill, nothing of the sort. It's a giant payback to blue state governors, blue city mayors, and blue voters who stuck Joe Biden one way or another, legally or illegally, in the White House. This edition of the Ledger Report is on its way to the Archives Library of Congress. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. And remember, even when I'm wrong, I'm right.